Hare Krishna. Last night, I woke up in the middle of the night to the sound of rainfall. I was told that today monsoon will start, and indeed it started. But when I woke up, I thought to myself, no, it isn't monsoon that started. Rather, it's the demigods are shedding tears, remembering separation from Srila Prabhupada, recalling Srila Prabhupada's departure from this world 37 years ago. Sudula Bhagavana Tam Hiloke. It's a very, very rare thing that one gets the association of a Vaishnava, Bhagavata Hiloke, the extraordinary Mahabhagavata, whose own activities speak volumes for his own Krishna consciousness, who is really Jagat Guru, not because some tagged a few words onto the end of his name, but because he literally saved the world. And such a person was Srila Prabhupada. Namasrishna Manama Pisachi Putra Matra Sarupam Rupam Tazagajam Rupurim Maturim Goshtavati Ratha Kundam Giribram Purarikamar Vasam Praptavasya Pitpyasi Guru Tandatosmi. Such a person was Srila Prabhupada, who gave us all of these things. We thought that here is this material world, our home. Here are so many valuable things like our family, friends, associates, assets, wealth, which actually are for naught. And Prabhupada showed us, no, there's actually something else that's really of value. Nam, Krishna's holy name. Shreshtam mantram, and the best of all mantras, especially the Kamagayatri mantra, is the best of all mantras. And when this mantra, along with the holy name, is chanted, Sachikutram Rupam Sarupam Tasyagajam, when this mantra is chanted along the lines taught to us by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by Sri Damodar Goswami, Rupa Goswami, and all of his associates, Maturin Goshtavati, then we realize that the cowherd pastures of Mathura Mandala, of Vrindavan, are actually our real home. Maturim Goshtavatin Raha Kundam, and there's Radhakund, Giri Brahmahu, and there's Govardhan Hill, and Vrindavan Forest, and Radhika Madhavasyam, and Radha and Madhava, along with all of their associates. They are the cynosure of all activities over there. Instead of our proposal, we are the cynosure here in the material world. No, they are the sinister there in that. Radhika Madhavasyam Prapto Yasap Basiguru Tandatosmi. Yes, such a guru who reveals all of these things, and really reveals it not just to a inquisitive, pure-hearted Vaishnav in India, but to the ignorant masses of the world who never heard about Hare Krishna, who never heard about Vrindavan, never heard about Radha Madhava, never heard about Radhakund. to them, he not only informed them, but awoke a desire in their hearts to go back home, back to Godhead, to make that the mission of their lives. Such a person was Srila Prabhupada. And the fact that such a person has left this world, we've become bereft of his vani, vapu, is indeed lamentable. It's unfortunate. What can I say? I had the opportunity to meet Srila Prabhupada personally, and since that time I'm living by his vani, and meeting him in his vani just day before yesterday. I had a wonderful dream with Srila Prabhupada. But still, there are certain things that Vapu facilitates, that Vani does not. Vani can be argued upon and interpreted in different ways by conditioned souls. But when the Vapu is here, then he makes very clear, no, this is my Vani, this is what I mean, do this. We're bereft of the benefit of the wonderful association of Srila Prabhupada, of his wonderful smile, of his encouraging words, of his constantly driving us, distribute books, distribute books, distribute books, spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. So I believe the demigods were crying. And for those of us who are Srila Prabhupada's initiated disciples, they're also crying. I'm remembering our association with him. Those who were not Prabhupada's direct disciples, who didn't meet his divine grace personally, no doubt they are also crying in their different ways for their different reasons. And those tears are good. Those tears are good because they will clear away from our heart our crying and lamenting over our sense gratification and over all these temporary things. And when we cry after Sudhula Bhagavata Hidoke, after such a rare soul as Srila Prabhupada, then we will, just like when you wash a dirty, dirty window, then we will see that behind that dirty window there is Radhakun Gidur Mahul Radhika Madhavasyam, window onto the spiritual world. There we will actually see Vrindavan. Some more than 40 years ago, I wanted to dedicate my life for something of value. I had different propositions what would be of value, a beautiful wife, family, friends, or dedicate myself to some place of employment, some business. The ethics of materialistic life, many ideas, many proposals, but they really didn't seem to fit the bill. They weren't really very fulfilling. But when somehow by the grace of Vaishnavas, and it was by the grace of Vaishnavas chanting down St. Catherine Street in Montreal, I had the opportunity to meet Vaishnavas. I had the opportunity to hear about Srila Prabhupada. And when I saw and I read and I heard, then I thought, now this is worthwhile living for. This is worthwhile giving my life to this person. And so I dedicated myself to Srila Prabhupada, his mission of spreading Krishna consciousness. And it's had greater or lesser degrees of success. But I'm trying. I'm trying. And I don't regret it. It is the best decision. I've made many mistakes in this life, but one thing that I never regret, and my mother used to often ask me, Do you regret joining Krishna consciousness? No. I would say, I never regret joining Krishna consciousness, and I never regret that I had the opportunity to meet such a personality. Sudurlabha Bhagavata Hi Loke. So, what can I say? At least what I feel at present. Cry. Cry for the absence of Srila Prabhupada. Cry for a person the likes of whom Sambhavami Juge. Only very rarely within this universe do people have the opportunity to meet. Even the demigods don't get to meet them. But we're fortunate. We're fortunate that Srila Prabhupada was here, that we met him, and we're fortunate that we can live with him, meet with him, if we also dedicate our lives to Srila Prabhupada's mission. That's the best advice that I can give. Give yourself to doing what Srila Prabhupada wanted, personally, and in regards to his mission, and you'll never be sorry. Hare Krishna. Namasistam Manam Apsachputra Matras Sarupam Rupam Tajagjam Rupurim Maturim Goshtavati Radha Kundam Giridharamaho Radhika Madhavasam Prapto Yasya Patitkasi Guru Tandatosmi He Guru Gyana Dina Bandhu Sarandaraika Karanetu Sandhu Vrindavanasina Hitavatara Prasidaradha Pranayapachara He Guru Jnana Dina Bandhu Guru Prasada Mahimandure Lakshavaradhe Tatiyaparadhe Hey Lakshavaradhe Prabhupada Gadhe Murapada Padanishtha Matishtha Krishna.